Good afternoon, Lafayette community, on this cold November Saturday afternoon. This is the Juice Bar, and I am your host, the Juice. No, not the fifth greatest running back in NFL history. No, just Juicy Jack. And my counterpart today is not the dependent variable. As many of you know, he's been kind of sporadic in his attendance to this radio show. He has a FYS, first-year seminar, field trip down in New York, I think at Yankee Stadium. But I found a great person to come here with me, a fellow Connecticut resident, my good friend Eric Matthews. Eric, how's it going?
It's going great, Juice. Thank you a lot. I am also from Connecticut. As you know, Jack's from Fairfield. I'm actually from Madison, so right on the shore. But not too far apart. We play you guys in football. We beat you a lot.
Yeah,
we play you guys in lacrosse. You beat us a lot. So, you know, it goes both ways.
Because it's two-way street, you know. Madison, beautiful town. But today, as always, I've got 43 minutes of music prepared.
Beautiful.
Obviously, you have a song in there. We'll come to find out why in this next talking segment. It's a pretty special reason. But not as special, I should say, as last week. Last week was my parents' anniversary, but it's similar. Beautiful. In a different way.
Absolutely. I was listening, as always.
As always. Number one viewer right here. Somehow we managed just to, you know, get one solid viewer. And then there's actually a couple of others. But we're going to get right into the music. This first song, a couple weeks ago, Kristen on our floor said, "Jack, you got to pick better music." I said, "I picked the best music. There's no way around it." But one song she suggested is our first song today. And that is "Don't Stop Believin'" by Journey.
Yeah.
All right, back in studio right now. That was just Sherry Darling by Bruce Springsteen and our first song, which was Dancing in the Moonlight. That's next. We'll get to why. It was Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Great song. Classic.
Absolute classic. Love both. I don't know what you think of Bruce Springsteen. I feel like there's mixed opinions.
I mean, no. I'm definitely on your side of the fence, I'd say. I mean, for Journey at least, my mom always used to play Journey. Big Journey fan, so that was always a part of growing up for me. But Bruce Springsteen, I mean, listen to once in a while, but
it's a classic. It's a classic. My dad's a huge fan. I know he's listening right now. Shout out to him. We got a couple songs at the end that are probably catering more towards him. He actually texted me this morning. All right. I was like, check out this band. And I listened to the songs that he said, and one of them made it on the playlist like that. Tells you how sporadic this whole show is put together.
Of course. But one more shout out actually to Lily Curry, who's currently listening to our radio show and eating her bologna. Just wanted to call that out.
Actually, we should also mention a shout out to Kate. And now the thing, there's just backstory to this. I said I would give a shout out to Kate, but there's something else I'd like to say. I just would like to rub in the fact that, you know, last night I beat her in a planking competition. If you don't know what a plank is, it's a core exercise.
And boy,
I went for five.
Exercise.
I went for 5 minutes. She didn't. She tapped out at around like 4:20.
Claiming she's an athlete.
I didn't see it. You know, there was some. You know, some of us just have that true grit and determination. That, you know,
you're either born with it or you're not.
Exactly. So, I chose you today for, you know, several reasons. One, you're my great friend, but also, this past Thursday was your 19th birthday, so happy birthday to you.
Thank you again.
But I feel like we should talk about this, how I came to meet you. So at the beginning of the year, orientation, I don't know if you remember taking the large photo in the gym when we all had our common shirts on.
Yep.
And that's when I met Eli, your roommate,
okay,
who is the usual number two on this show.
Dependent variable.
It's just not dependent at all. But I met him there, and we were talking, you know, as everybody on that upper riser was just screaming out, you know, like, we're going to take the photo! You know, like, they're just screaming dad at us. He's like, this is stupid. Why? They know this is never going to get organized. It's never going to be a perfect photo. And that's, you know, when a true relationship was born between Eli and I. And just by chance, he lives across the hall. And so we go across. You know, I start hanging out with Eli. And we got this other roommate in your triple, right? I knew Christian. I knew... Eli, we've got this other roommate, Eric. Eric's a wild child. He's always, you know, he's moving a million miles a minute.
That is true.
But before that, we had met, and I didn't realize that you were the third roommate, because at that first community meeting with Charles, we met, and it was, we both have come to find out that we both thought we knew each other.
Definitely.
From somewhere,
I mean,
else.
Sitting down and, like, just looking around the room, obviously, it was like first day, second day, whatever, didn't know anyone. Trying to spot out the faces you might recognize, and instantly it was like, looked at Jack, and it was like, Connecticut. That kid is from Connecticut.
Oh, absolutely. I had the pastel khaki shorts, long sleeve.
I think it was navy blue Vineyard Vines, probably.
Yeah, probably. You know, had that just true Fairfield, Connecticut look.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
And
friendly face.
We've come to find, in a lot of... A lot of deep conversation. There is no kind of area that we can seemingly figure out that we've connected.
No way that we could possibly have met before this day.
Obviously, like one day, we will find out. There'll be something the connection.
It has to be either a sports game or some kind of musical performance that our high schools overlapped.
Something.
At
some point, we have connected. But anyways, then I got to know you, and you're a great dude. Great.
Thanks,
sing a cappella. I couldn't be at the a cappella concert last week, but I heard it was unbelievable.
Yes. I mean, we put a lot of practice in. Solfege, my group, closed the night out. And we had, I think, 7 groups, 4 from Lafayette, and then 2 from Lehigh, maybe, and 1 from Muhlenberg. So it was a great night. And it was a fantastic show. I heard that all the groups did really, really, really well.
You know, everybody came back just talking about how, even if they weren't necessarily a cappella people, they just loved the show. It was really, everybody just put on an unbelievable performance. And I also heard that the Corduroys were just the bee's knees.
They're fantastic. They're open arms. JD sings a fantastic solo. And it's just, it's amazing.
It's it. I heard it was great. Is there another performance coming up for any listener?
In about a month, a little less than a month, we have our holiday concert, which is just Solfege and the Corduroys.
All right.
But we can definitely keep you posted on that. I'll get you the date, obviously. Hopefully a ticket this time before we sell out
hopefully.
Again.
It was really, everybody, you know, went. And I was assuming I could just, you know, go to the door, they'd have tickets. Right. I'm like, it's an a cappella concert. Who's going to it? It's a Saturday night. Or was it Saturday or Friday? I can't remember. Saturday night. Who's on a Saturday, rainy Saturday night, going to an a cappella concert? As it turns out, like everybody in Easton.
Awesome. Yeah, it was crazy.
It was unbelievable. Okay, so we're going to transition back to music here. This next song, you told me, I said, I got to give you a song for a shout out, even before I knew that Eli wasn't going to be here and you were going to be on.
Correct.
And you said Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest. So why is this the song that you picked?
So, I mean, I've always loved this song. It's a happy song altogether. It's great. But I think the biggest reason I wanted you to play that song this year, my first birthday spent at college, was because it was the first song that I played in my room where just like, all my friends, all the people that are listening right now were just like, hell yeah. And we just danced. And it was a great time.
That's beautiful. I'm glad I can make this happen.
So am I.
So this is Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets a big and bright, it's supernatural. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the we'll be right back. About an
about an hour ago.
All right, we're back in studio here. This is obviously the Juice Bar, your host, The Juice, and my good friend, Eric Matthews. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. You just heard about an hour ago by Orr, the song from Back Home. Our rugby group had a playlist that was created on songs that every day we would text each other, and someone would say, you know, song of the day.
Okay.
And then everybody would one-up the song of the day that everybody said. So it was never, it was just a collection of songs.
Perfect, yeah.
But someone went through and created a playlist, my friend John, of the most song of the day songs. And this is from that. I don't know anything about Orr at all. There's, like, nothing. They could all be gone. I don't know where they are now.
Yeah.
And the song before that was Dancing in the Moonlight, the song that you suggested.
Yep.
Both great songs.
Fantastic.
Loved it.
Yeah, all so, 7 minutes of this one, too. Fantastic.
It's that 10-minute break. Could do whatever we wanted. The listeners have no idea what just happened.
No clue.
Now they think something happened. I don't know. Might get some interesting text messages later.
This is the Juice Bar.
Exactly. So, it's been your birthday this week. I'm assuming you've gotten packages.
Yes, I have. So, let's see, my most recent package was from my mom, and apparently, since I'm not seeing them until Thanksgiving, I'm not allowed to open any gifts till Thanksgiving, which I wasn't aware of, so she sent me a tiny little package filled with, like, I got, like, two things of candy, like, two tiny things of candy, which me and Eli ate last night, good time.
Yep, yep.
And then I got, like,
some knickknacks,
all these weird little trinkets. She gets me, like, you know, I got, like, a little Infinity Gauntlet keychain, like a Harry Potter keychain.
Oh,
it's like
just
all this, like, I don't even know where she finds it. It's just like,
you'll just find a place for,
exactly,
right? It'll
exactly
go somewhere, so and then you'll never
yeah,
see it
on
again.
My backpack. I mean, like, she got me this, like, little Lego guy. It's like, come on, Mom. But then it's like, oh, like, thanks, Mom. It's
yeah.
Like,
no, probably once a week I'll get a package. My dad will go on a business trip.
Yep.
I'll get a package that's almost it's almost like a time capsule from just a different place, you know, like, I'm in Wisconsin, so here's all this crazy stuff.
Like cheese.
From Wisconsin. It's not even cheese, though. That's the thing. It's these weird, it's just stuff that's found, you know, it's all wrapped in local newspapers, right? I'm like, this is, what am I getting? I have no idea. I could open the box one day, it could just be, you know, it could just be cheese. I have no idea. The other week, I got a feminist music mag, rock and roll music magazine, which I can't say the name of on air. But if anybody wants to know it, obviously you could reach out and I will tell you. But it is, it was a fascinating read, you know, on like a Tuesday morning after, or Wednesday morning after FYS.
Yeah, you're sitting in lower.
Just sitting in lower, going through this package. Just, you know, I've got all these hats of these weird magazines, you know, Roll Forming Weekly. I'm repping the brand mm-hmm. once a week for free. If anybody wants to pay me to wear stuff, that'd be awesome too, you know. Any, you know, reach out to the Juice Bar. But there's all this crazy stuff, and I'm kind of convinced that at some point I'm just gonna start getting mailed things that he doesn't want, that I will just, it's just for me to throw out. Like, I'm just gonna start, like, I've just been hanging everything up on my wall,
right?
So I've just got an assortment of just random newspapers and flyers and postcards. And I'm just like, you know, it's just all there.
It's
and eventually
up.
I'm just gonna run out of wall,
right?
So I don't know where it's all gonna go. I'm just gonna start piling it on top of it.
Wow,
maybe I'll take some
layers.
Of Leander's side. Yeah,
layers.
I don't know, but there is some stuff in there that I look at and I think, I don't know what I'm gonna do with this.
Why?
I just don't know what I'm gonna do with this. I obviously appreciate all of it.
What did he think I was going to do with this? Just like,
of course.
Why?
No, it's
that's funny.
It's the wild stuff, but it always brings a smile on my face that I know someone's sending. You know,
and that's the best part about the packages.
Of course,
it doesn't matter what's inside. It's just like
someone's out there. You know, whether it's from my sister sending some Halloween candy, which I've eaten all of. It was unhealthy. I literally opened the box and it just all went down instantly. You know, or it's just this, postcards from different places. It's just
different,
throw it up. just different stuff. I don't, but some people get packages all the time. Linus, Lily, they get packed every day. They're on a first name basis with the people that packages? Work there. I whenever I go down to the post office, I always feel like there's a lot of resentment in the fact that I'm picking up a package. There's a lot of I'd be great if you didn't have a package coming from the people that work there. I love them. They're great.
Yeah.
But there is a little bit of, it's I understand it's not a thrilling job.
You're right.
You're not saving lives.
My mom used to work in the post office.
My grandfather did. It's an interesting job. I'm sure that they get some interesting things.
I would love to hear their stories. There have to be good stories from
there. Some stuff that came in. Maybe the boxes were labeled with things, maybe from where they were from. Someone wants a discreet package,
but it
came in.
I don't know. They dropped and it opened and it was just like,
whatever. You know, you're just looking. You're just like, now I know who you are.
You're like, oh.
What would describe my day? Adult-sized baby bottle, that's just what you're ordering. You're just, the woman's there, just, same stuff as usual.
And she's just
nothing new.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, I should get to know them better. Yeah. But I'm not down there enough. People just need to start just mailing me everything. if you need to, instead of texting me, write me a letter, and I'll get it in 2 to 3 days. Unless it's an emergency.
Oh, but I mean, a letter, you only have to unlock your mailbox.
This is true. Oh,
that's
no.
A fine reason to talk to him.
So
it's got to come in a package.
It's got to come in a package. Get that manila envelope.
Yep.
Send it. And that's how I'll start communicating. And then I'll get on this first name basis with everybody there. Because I'm just astonished. There's some people, there's certain people that work here that I just don't know. I recognize them. I see them all the time. But I don't know their names.
Right.
And some people just have one-on-one relationship with these people. They're just like, oh no, like what? How do you not know Carrie? How do you just, and how am I supposed to know? Am I forgetting something?
They might have name tags, actually.
They don't. Nobody's got name tags. Nobody, I'm going to have to do more socializing when I get food or mail all of a sudden I'll just have life stories. It's not going to be you on here. It's going to be people from the post office just venting.
That's perfect.
That's going to be it.
Wow. That's actually not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. Okay, so going to get back into some music here. As I said before, my dad texted me this morning and said, check out this band, The Revivalists, their new album. He said, check out the song Got Love. And I'm going to be honest. I listened to it right as I woke up. And I just loved it so much that I had to get it into the playlist somehow. So this is Got Love by The Revivalists.
Some games, I break the rules. Taking a turn. Ooh,
That was just Black by Pearl Jam and Got Love by the Revivalists. Two songs my dad recommended to me. And this is going to be a great transition to my next talking topic. I think my dad is a psychic. Genuinely, there have been three instances this year where he has texted me things completely unbeknownst to him that have been so applicable to my life.
That's crazy.
The first one was when he texted me about a conversation he had with his barber, about a conversation I had with my barber, who is the same.
That's right. I
remember and about my roommate. He had no idea this stuff about him beforehand, but had just texted me. I'm obviously gracing over what it is, but the second time was when he texted me about this song, Black. He says, Jack, I've got a great song for you to run on the radio show. If you can, if not, don't worry. This was last week. He says, it's just the lyrics are just so beautiful and so brilliant. He wanted the MTV Unplugged version. I couldn't get it on to the playlist. I couldn't, like, there wasn't a recorded version except for YouTube. And I didn't want to worry about the Wi-Fi and the ads popping up, you know. I'm not trying to give anyone false advertising on the show.
We're free advertising.
Exactly. But this, he texted me about the song. And he's just like, oh, it's just the lyrics are beautiful. And I got the text and I was like, you just don't even know, do you?
You
have no idea how it is, right? And then the third time was back to these packages. My daddy mailed me the album to Superfly by Curtis Mayfield, the soundtrack. And now that is what my final project for my first year seminar is on. It's on Superfly, the movie.
All right.
Which Charles is happy about. I don't know if my professor's going to be that happy about. But talking about barbers, we went down to Easton. You're like, I want to go. We're gonna go down to Easton, get some food. The meal. I've walked past that place a lot.
Have you never been to the marketplace?
I've never been to that marketplace. It's so good. It really is. They've got everything.
Fantastic.
That anyone would want.
And you just walk in and it's beautiful. And there's people everywhere. And like it's controlled chaos. And there's just
magnificent.
Different type of food you could imagine. It's fantastic.
It's so good. But then, you know, you went to get your hair cut.
Mm-hmm.
Which is it was a great cut.
We went to the gentleman's barbershop.
Great.
Amazing. Everyone was so nice. It was $20.
Clean. It was in this little corner. But obviously, Linus was also there. And so Linus and I were like, well, we're not getting our hair cut.
Right.
So let's just walk around and see something. And we walk out. And across the street, there's this interesting building. And we're like, it looks abandoned from the outside. But I assure you,
it is not abandoned.
It is an unbelievable jazz bar. As the owner told us, a top 50 jazz bar in the nation.
Wow.
He's definitely built a reputation for himself. Next Saturday at 9:30, he's gonna have a good show. We're gonna go to that. It's good. It's just I can't. It is just so great. You walk in.
I wish I came in. It was a little sketchy from outside.
From the outside, and you go into one door, and then it's like Batman the Animated Series, right, when the Joker's trying to catch him, right? There's all these arrows pointing to one door, and we're like, well, I guess we just got to go in the door.
No other choice.
And so we went in, and it was great. Everybody in there was so nice, and I just can't wait for it to be popping. It's going to be great.
Place to be.
100%. I have three songs left, and not enough time to play all three. Hopefully, I can run over just a little bit. So I'm going to get right back to the music. This next song is a song, again, from Connecticut. My English teacher, he played this to try to get us all going one early morning in class.
Gotcha.
It's Truckin' by the Grateful Dead.
Alrighty.
Truckin', got my chips cashed in. Keep truckin', like the doodah man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep truckin' on, on, on.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Dallas, got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York, got the ways and means. And just won't let you be.
The cats that you meet on the streets become true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street all alone.
Chugging like the doodah man once told me you got to pay your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down. Sometimes the light's all shining on me.
All right, that was just Presence of the Lord by Blind Faith, little band with Steve Winwood and Eric Clapton. And just before that was Truckin' by the Grateful Dead. But it is my hour. Our hour has come to the end. This has been the Juice Bar with your host, The Juice, and my good friend, Eric Matthews.
And it has been a great time. I'm glad we got to come out today.
I'm so glad you could come out here.
Connecticut music. Not Connecticut music, but our Connecticut style and music.
Exactly.
And just show that, you know, Connecticut's pretty great.
Yeah, so as always, I just have one song. It might get cut off. I know the next DJ is here, so let her have her time. But as always, thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to WJR 24.9, Lafayette College Radio. In Eastern Pennsylvania, and my final song today is Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
Have a great night tonight and stay safe, guys.
Absolutely.
Tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil. Do you think you can tell? Did they get you to trail? Wish you were here.